This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. One industry that did a lot more hiring last month, per today's jobs report, was construction. Employers added 39,000 jobs in March, about twice the monthly average over the past year. Meanwhile, the Labor Department said earlier this week that the number of unfilled positions in construction at the end of February was near a record high. A surge in federal funding for infrastructure projects and chip factories and clean energy manufacturing is boosting demand for workers to build those projects and highlighting a shortage of some skilled trades, especially welding, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The Southern California Welding Training and Testing Center in Oxnard, California, is a fairly large industrial space with a roll-up door and more than a dozen welding workstations lined up along the walls, and about 20 students working on various types of welding projects with kind of jargony names.
Some of them are arc welding. You hear some TIG welding in the background now, MIG welding. So we got all welding processes going all at once.
That's Jesse Guzman, the training center's founder. He says some of the students are straight out of high school. Others are looking for a career change.
People that work in food service industries, barbers, people that work in different building trades, they wind up seeking welding because they're looking at something more rewarding.
A big reason why it's more rewarding is the money. That's what got Nicholas Min to enroll here. He's 28, spent a few years in the Marine Corps as an aviation mechanic. After he left the Marines in 2019, he says he worked in marketing, website development, and other online work. But the pay wasn't great, and the jobs were inconsistent. But a welding career?
I could work at a union, whether it's the pipe fitter union or sheet metal union or iron worker union. A whole bunch of those unions pay $50 an hour, 50 plus an hour.
Min says that kind of income would make a huge difference for his family.
Being debt-free, not living like paycheck to paycheck, making sure you got rent paid for is definitely a big burden lifted off your shoulder.
Manufacturers and other industry leaders are pushing that message, that welding is a rewarding and lucrative career, because the profession has an image problem.
There's a perception of a dark, a dirty, a dangerous kind of dead end career.
That's Monica Farr, executive director of the American Welding Society Foundation. She says changing the public's perception is important, because ever since the mid-2000s, a lot of welders have been retiring. Her group keeps track of the national shortage of welders, and Farr says it's growing.
Our last numbers were 300,000 welders needed over the next 4 years, and now it's at 330,000.
And while the supply of welders is going down, demand for them is exploding. The Infrastructure Act, the CHIPS Act, and the government's clean energy efforts rely on welders to build and upgrade roads, bridges, renewable energy infrastructure, and chip foundries. Then there's defense contracting.
You know, we're also in fierce competition for that same labor pool.
That's Whitney Jones, the director of the Navy's submarine industrial base. She says the Navy's hoping to ramp up submarine production fivefold by 2028, but
if we don't have the people to make ships and submarines, to sustain and modernize those ships and submarines, it doesn't really matter what else we have.
Jones says the Navy is making sure that training programs know what kind of welding skills it's looking for. But even the best classroom training can't teach some of the skills welders need.
That's where we have to do a lot of on-the-job training.
Chris Blanch is the owner of Mavericks Manufacturing Partners, a company in Escondido, California, that does advanced welding and metal fabrication for the aerospace and defense industries. The company's only been around for about a year, and Blanch is still lining up contracts. He's also lining up welders.
Because once the work starts hitting, everybody wants it now. And so we can't take 6 months to bring on the team and train them and so on, so we need to be ready.
Back in Oxnard, California, Nicholas Min, the welding student, says a better-paying job isn't the only reason he's excited to be a welder. He's a big car guy. Right now, he's customizing a 95 Toyota Supra. And as a welder, he'll be able to build up any car he wants to.
Call my friends over, build their cars, go to the track, wreck it, build it again. I mean, it is great.
Min says welding car parts in his spare time will let him bring in even more money to support his family and his hobby. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.